Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. Upgrade your kitchen today with Clearview Cabinetry. We offer a great selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft closed doors and drawers and with cabinet accessories to match your unique style. View our selection of Clearview Cabinetry on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find plenty of great deals happening this week. Save big.
This is John Batchelor, concentrating on the war story today, fog of war, no clarity. The markets reacted negatively with the uncertainty of how long it will last, what the war aims are, what this does to global supply of oil and natural gas. The puzzle right at the moment is the Straits of Hormuz. Saudi Arabia announced that it was cutting back on production because it had no more storage room for what it's been pumping and not be able to get out through the Straits of Hormuz. There is an alternative pipeline, but it cannot carry the enormous amount of oil that comes out of the Saudi Arabia fields every day. It will do what it can, but right now the price of gasoline is anybody's guess. Late in the day, the president made remarks that suggested that there might be a war end. They're always ragged, but there was no certainty. And the president is not supplying certainty. One moment he's talking about the war closing down. The next he's talking about redoubling the attacks on Tehran. There is a new supreme leader, the son of the former supreme leader, reminding me very much of the revolutionary fervor of the Puritans in 17th century England, removing Charles I after a civil war and then executing Charles I and not having a better idea of what to do, but then turned to Oliver Cromwell, the cavalry officer who had taken charge of the New Model Army in the last years and bartered for the king's captivity from the Scots into the hands of the Puritans, who then decided to try him for treason and execute him publicly in London. This left Oliver Cromwell in charge of a mob. He decided to become the Lord Protector, which was an alternative to king. However, succession is always the difficulty with dictators or monarchists, and in this case, succession was not easily handled. He passed it to one of his sons, Richard, who was not adequate to the job, not a war fighter, not a politician, not a revolutionary. And soon enough, the monarchy was restored when Charles II came in. That could be the path we're following now. The supreme leader passing it to his son, who is not adequate to the job, not a cleric, not a warfighter, 56-year-old, mild-looking man, who's now the ultimate voice of the IRGC, perhaps. It would be straightforward to follow the model that it now passes back to Reza Pahlavi, the son of the deposed Shah from 1979. Reza Pahlavi is not an impressive figure, but he is a sturdy figure. He's been in the United States since the revolution. He's a middle-aged man who means well and has some name recognition in Iran, but as one of my colleagues, Jonathan Saya, reminded today, more than half of Iran is very young. So the memory doesn't even necessarily suggest they can stretch into the 1990s, let alone all the way to the 1970s and 80s, the revolution. And the generation that's now in its 70s was the revolutionary fervor of 1979. And that's gone away. There's more war fighting. There's Hezbollah, and David Daoud reports on the, so far, hesitation of the IDF to commit itself to a major operation, pretty much looking at this two-front war, Iran first, and then we'll deal with Hezbollah. Hezbollah, however, is not an easy target. Very well prepared, a very large force with weapons, and 06 did not go well. David Daoud says that the army has learned its lesson from 06. However, it's waiting, using air power and moving into the Baqa south of Latane. That's what we have from Fog of War in that theater. Hamas is active. There were deaths in Gaza today from an Israeli bombing. There are more deaths reported in Iran from American bombing outside of Tehran. The president making remarks about what he's going to destroy. The kinetic warfare does not defeat Iran. I reminded myself that 2,000 years Iran has not been conquered from the West. 2,000 years. Even the Shia who took over Iran in the 7th century did not conquer it. They became it. And Hossein Haqqani, the former ambassador from Pakistan, who was on the show today to remind all of us that the anxiety should be based upon the possibility of a Shia awakening. He added the example, he said, we would think that bombing all these sites and destroying the infrastructure and defeating the Navy and sinking all the ships, that that would lead to peace negotiations. But the ideology of the Shia, the revolutionary Shia, is that these can be interpreted as signs from Muhammad, as the way forward, losing is winning. We're talking about a martyrdom cult that is expansive and capable of rationalizing. Not easy. There's other news to do with the markets, but I said that they're so volatile, with no certainty. We'll begin again with trading around $100 a barrel, and then move up or down depending upon the rumor from Washington. The president has said several directions for his possible war start, war aim, war end. There's no certainty in the president's remarks. The first three reports are wrong. The next three reports are information warfare. Moscow seizes advantage. Beijing seizes advantage. Beijing, however, has got to concern itself with how much oil they were buying from Iran, and now that it's cut off, what is to be done? There was a report that they'd prepared for this. I don't know how much they prepared. The G7 did not move with alarm today. It could have tapped into its petroleum reserves. It did not. Maybe tomorrow. There's much more to the show. Thank you for listening. We'll start again tomorrow. Good night.